Hello and welcome to another edition of the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. I'm your host, Max Blasky, as always. Today I'm joined by Matt Jandra, a Chamber Committee member from Hanover, part of organizing the Days of 49. How are you doing today, Matt?
No, I'm doing wonderful today. Thanks for asking, Max. How about yourself?
Not too bad. I am looking forward here to a couple weekends for the Days of 49. What weekend's that going to be, Matt?
That is going to be June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. It's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday right here in Hanover.
Can't miss it because the sucker's right there on the highway, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You'll see it if you drive by.
All right, so three full days of events, Matt. What do we got going on Thursday to kick us off?
Thursday, our friends at Lando are taking care of all of the rides that night. Free rides at the carnival that whole evening for anybody that wants to attend. And after that, then we also have the Angie Criz and the Polka Tunes playing live music for us that evening.
All right, sounds fun. Now those rides, what time's everything kind of starting there on Thursday, Matt?
I believe that they start at 6 o'clock.
Thursday, of course, we had a big day. So then rolling into Friday, it looks like we're going to start with something new this year, the Tractor Show. How did that come about this year, Matt?
Everybody on the chamber was just discussing ways to kind of involve the community a little bit more, something fun, something kind of different that we might all enjoy checking out, and that was one of the ideas. So we're going to roll with the Tractor Show starting at noon on Friday.
Now, I guess anyone welcome, any stage, a tractor, restoration, whatever they want, right?
That's kind of what we decided was if you have something that you want to show, bring it on out, and we're going to let it be entered into the show and let everybody walk around and see what's there.
Well, you always kind of want to do something a little unique compared to everywhere else. You know, most people have car shows, but let's have a tractor show. I like that idea. So
yeah, absolutely.
So, all right. So of course, tractor show during the day, and then it looks like a cornhole tournament during the afternoon. That ought to be a good time.
Well, actually the cornhole tournament is after the parade. We have the parade that night, Friday and Saturday night, two parades. That's the big part of the day for Hanover. Friday, it starts at 6:30, right down the middle of Main Street here in Hanover. Going to be tons of floats, candy, good times, laughs, music. And then right after the parade up at the community building, the cornhole tournament will start.
Parade, the cornhole, the tractor show, and then a band even after. You guys have got live music down pat up there.
No, absolutely. Band that night is going to be the Koopman Combo and the Soul Preachers start at 9 p.m. for those that are still going to be awake. Just a day full of fun things. The Cornhole Tournament, come out and play in that. It doesn't matter if you're a professional or if you're somebody like me that probably has no business ever playing in any Cornhole Tournament. It's $20. It's a single elimination tournament. It goes for a good cause. And if you're one of those teams that's any good, there are going to be cash prizes for first, second, and third.
Well, I'm with you there, Matt. I know I won't be in the first, second, and third, but I might just come over for the good time anyway.
There you go.
Now, throughout the weekend, are you guys going to have, I know it's going to be hot, in terms of drink vendors or food vendors or anything like that this weekend?
In the evenings, the community building up there at the grounds will be open, and there will be several places where you will be able to get in and have all sorts of different kinds of food and drink, something that's just going to fit everybody from young to old.
Now, does the carnival run all three nights, Matt, or is that just Thursday?
Nope, it runs all three nights, but the wristband night that's promoted by Lando Company will be Thursday night. So that's all free rides all Thursday. And then there will be the ability to buy tickets or wristbands on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we do want to extend our sincerest thank you to Lando Corporations for that free wristband Thursday night. I know a lot of kids enjoy it, and it makes it a lot easier for parents to let their kids have some fun with it as well. So
it sure does. It sure does. We owe them a ton.
Exactly. So now going into Saturday, the last day, Matt, what do we got for wrap-ups coming up?
If you somehow missed the tractor show on Friday, you have no reason to miss it on Saturday because it is all day. So come out and see the tractors if you can't do it Friday. We will be doing it again on Saturday. That'll just be something that just brings a whole bunch of people out to get together just for a good time. And then, again on Saturday, we have the parade. Starts an hour earlier, 5:30 on Saturday. Parade number two. Going to be an awesome parade, plenty of floats, plenty of music, just good times had by all during the parade. Mm-hmm. And then that evening, we have the Joker Band, and then we cap off the weekend with fireworks at dark. That alone is going to be worth the trip.
Oh, it always is. I know I've always used Days of 49 as kind of your inaugural kickoff to summer, as I like to say it anyway.
I love it. That's a great way to put it.
Sounds like you've got a little bit for everyone. Anything, any other events you want to hit on, Matt, before I let you go?
No, those are our main events. It's going to have just kind of a weekend of good times, good food, tons of people, and stop on by because I'm sure there's going to be something for everybody.
Of course. And, of course, don't forget the lawn chairs. Plenty of places to sit, kick up your feet, relax, and your water bottles. It will be hot that weekend, so everyone just come prepared. I know that's the biggest thing. Everyone, you know, want to keep everyone safe. So
yeah, absolutely. That's the biggest thing. It's just going to be a great weekend. Fun time, hopefully great weather, and it'll be nice to just spend it, you know, with a lot of good people, having a fun time.
And you don't have to drive anywhere after you get to Hanover. Everything's in Hanover.
That's right. It's all right here. Parade goes down Main Street, and then the community grounds are right up by the highway as you drive into Hanover. That's where the carnival and all the food and drink will be.
All right. Well, thank you again. Thanks to Matt Jandra for taking the time out of his day. Talk to us. Of course, Days of 49, June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Thank you again, Matt. We'll talk to you later.
Absolutely. Thanks, Max. Have a great afternoon. Hope to see everybody around and from neighboring communities here in Hanover next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Once again, I want to thank Matt Jandra for joining me on this week's edition of the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. And don't forget to get over to Hanover June 23rd, 24th, and 25th for Days of 49. Well, that'll do it for me, and we will just see you all again next week.